This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today I am joined on the line with James from Carb on Carb. How's it going, James?
Pretty good. Glad it's Friday. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on and having a chat. Now, you and your band Carb on Carb released the track 2009 earlier this week, March 1st. How does it feel to have the track out there?
Feels good, and also kind of relieved when you work on something for ages. It gets a bit, you feel like it's never going to come out, and then it finally comes out, and it's a bit of a relief have it out there and for people to be listening to it.
Yeah, for sure.
And so what was like the inspiration behind the new single? Like, where did, I guess, like 2009 kind of come from?
It came from 2009. this new album is sort of like bit of looking back and also looking forward. Sort of the next songs that'll come out are more like that, but 2009 is kind of a year that you could say maybe sparked Carb on Carb, even though the band didn't form for a few more years afterwards. But yeah, that's sort of what it's about having some inspiring music experiences with friends and wanting to
And you mentioned earlier that you'd been kind of working on the song for a wee while now, was it?
Yeah, the album as a whole for a wee while, yeah. a few years. We recorded it last year, and it's coming out in May.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. Yeah, because I saw that the last album you released was in 2018 as well, and that was like 5 years ago now, which is pretty crazy. How would you say your music and like songwriting process has developed over the years?
Yeah, it is buzzy that it's taken so long. I think COVID definitely slowed us down. In terms of songwriting and stuff, I think one difference with this album is that we were sort of more relaxed about it. The other ones, the last album for ages and our first album, I feel like we were trying to prove a point or something, whereas this one we were quite happy just to like try and write good songs and let them come out how they came out.
Yeah, very exciting.
And so, like, what sort of considerations do you take into account when choosing songs to put on an album? Like,
well, like the singles you released before releasing the album as a whole, you selected 2009 and another track, I believe. What kind of went into choosing those tracks to be released before actually releasing the album, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think like we chose 2009 because it's fun and it sort of like we hoped it was attention grabbing. It sort of like dives straight in and is a fun, easy song to get into. And just sort of remind people we're here and that we're releasing a new album.
Yeah.
I think everyone sort of tries to pick a few representative songs.
Yeah.
So there's two songs out from the album. There's Grounded, which is sort of a bit slower, but kind of like has some juicy pop bits.
Yeah.
And then 2009, which we just put out. And then the last one that's coming out next month is a bit more moody and shows the other side of the album.
Oh, very exciting. I must say, ever since 2009 came out, I've had it on repeat. Absolutely love the tune. And I saw that the new album and the singles, obviously, have been recorded at The Stomach in Palmerston North. Shout out to my hometown. Love it there at The Stomach. Great place. Can you tell us a little bit about the recording process there?
Yeah, shout out Palmy North and The Stomach too. We recorded there because, I don't know, it's a great facility, and also our friend Harry was running it at the time, so we recorded it with him, and that was really nice to be able to do it with him, and it's also local because we live in Whanganui now.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I saw actually that you guys moved from Auckland, is it, to Whanganui? What kind of sparked move?
COVID, to be honest. We're sort of just like kicking around in an expensive house in Auckland, being like, we could do the same thing or cheaper, somewhere like more relaxed.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Whanganui is a great place, eh?
Yeah, it's definitely nice and chill, and there's quite a, for the size, there's quite a nice music and art scene here.
Yeah, I was just gonna, that was actually my next question, was how have you found the music scene in the Manawatu?
Good. I mean, we definitely go to Palmy for quite a lot of shows. Often, like, touring bands won't come to Whanganui because it is smaller, but no, there's been some like more solid venues here again recently, so
yeah, for sure.
We've had quite a good run of shows, like almost as much as I want to go to. Like there's often a good show every week in the busy periods.
Yeah, for sure. I must say I do miss it in Palmy. I do quite like the gigging scene there. It's always a fun time.
Yeah. And what's been like one of your favourite venues to perform at? Like, I guess it does depend on the crowd and stuff as well, but just, yeah, venue-wise.
In the world?
Yeah, and we can go in the world, like, yeah. Or, like, or Aotearoa, like, yeah.
I mean, one of my favourites was a place called Great Job in Palmy. Just a really well-run DIY venue. My favourite Dunedin venue is probably yours.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
We played, we had a few, like, not that great shows in Dunedin, sort of a few years ago. But then we played at yours last year and it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were just like really posy and friendly. Bands are awesome. Yeah. It seems to be really, I really love the music coming out of Dunedin.
Yeah,
at the moment.
It's a pretty great scene down here too, but I mean, I can't disregard Palmy North music scene and the Manawatu region. It's also pretty darn cool. Cool stuff happening.
And
underrated for sure.
Definitely underrated.
What kind of plans do you have in the future, like performance wise?
So I guess we're playing a few shows around the single over the next few weeks, just Whanganui, Palmy and Wellington.
Oh, nice.
But for the album, we'll be doing a New Zealand and Australia tour.
Ooh,
we'll be coming back to Dunedin and other spots. So that's May and June.
Epic. Yeah. That's like exciting then.
Very exciting stuff to come from Carb on Carb. The new album, Take Time, will be released later in May, was it?
Yeah, May 17th.
May 17th. Get that one in the books because that is an album to keep an ear out for, because the singles have been great. Can only expect more greatness from the album. But thanks so much for coming and having a chat with us. Loving the music so far. Excited to see what comes next and maybe a few shows in the future in Dunedin. Exciting business.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, us too. It was great to have a chat with you. Coming up next is 2009 from Carb on Carb, their newest track. I hope you enjoy and keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.